KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports, brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Taking a look at sports this morning, first in the Girls Corner Conference Tournament. That continued last night with the semifinals. It was East Mills defeating Sydney 47-44, while Stanton downed Fremont Mills 48-43. A couple of close contests last night. That sets up the Friday night finals in the Girls Corner Conference Tourney as Fremont Mills will play Sydney in the consolation game. Fremont Mills at 8-6 on the year, Sydney 7-6. And the championship game Friday will have Stanton facing East Mills. Stanton comes in 12-2. East Mills 9-4 on the season, entering that conference title game. Also in the boys' corner conference tournament, they'll have their semifinals tonight. Those games will be played at Sydney. The first game at 5:30, Fremont Mills facing off against East Mills. And then the second contest at 7:30 tonight, Stanton facing Sydney. The winners will face off in the championships later this week. Well, a couple of area athletes who have gone on to play college basketball had some decent nights again last night in college hoops. In men's college basketball, Dort picked up an 84-80 win over, or actually came up on the short end of an 84-80 score to Morningside. But in that loss, Garrett Franken, a former Atlantic Prep star, had 16 points and 3 rebounds for the Dort men. Also, women's college hoops, it was Morningside picking up an 82-73 win over Dort, and Sophia Peppers for Morningside had 11 points, 9 rebounds, couple of assists as she helped her team advance to 16-2 now on the season with that victory. In men's college basketball last night, top 25 play, Georgia Tech returned from a 17-day layoff with one of its most impressive showings of the season as the Yellow Jackets routed number 20 Clemson 83-65. Three players had more than 20 points for Georgia Tech last night. Marcus Sasser scored 26 points. Quentin Grimes added 18 points and 7 rebounds as number 8 Houston avenged its only loss of the year with an 86-59 win over Tulsa. Nate Watson scored a career-high 29 points, and Providence turned back Creighton each time they pulled close as they beat the 11th-ranked Blue Jays 74-70. Tyler Wall paced a balanced attack with 14 points, and number 10 Wisconsin pulled away in the second half for a 68-52 victory over Northwestern in Big Ten hoops last night. In other college basketball news, a federal judge in North Carolina has ruled in favor of New Orleans Pelicans player Zion Williamson in a case surrounding the validity of a contract that he terminated with a Florida-based marketing agent who's seeking $100 million in damages from the former Duke star. U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs in Winston-Salem ruled that marketing agent Gina Ford's contract with Williamson was void because Ford was not licensed in North Carolina and because the contract did not comply with state laws meant to protect amateur athletes from being misled by sports agents. The Atlantic Coast Conference announced that Saturday's Pittsburgh-Boston College men's basketball game has been postponed following a positive COVID-19 test. Subsequent quarantining and contact tracing within the Boston College men's program. No makeup date was given. The conference also said Pittsburgh's men's game at Wake Forest, scheduled for Sunday, February 7th, will move to this Saturday evening. Georgetown men's basketball game at Xavier, scheduled for next week, has been postponed because of a coronavirus-related issue in the Hoyas program. That game was supposed to be played Tuesday. They haven't announced a makeup date for that contest. The 4th-ranked Iowa basketball team takes a 5-game winning streak into tonight's home game against Indiana. The Hoosiers are 3-4 in the Big Ten, but have one of the league's top players in sophomore forward Trace Jackson Davis.
Very good defensive team. They got a lot of weapons. They're deep. They got one of the best players in the country, and Trace. But, I mean, they got a lot of good players. I mean, yeah, so there's a lot of ways they can go.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the play of senior guard Jordan Bohannon has been a big part of their winning streak.
You know, obviously he shot it well. And you know, for him and for us, that's important. But, you know, he's playing the point. And you want him to be able to make plays for other people, get the ball to the right people, throw it inside. I think the complete skill set that he provides as a scorer and as a passer, and, you know, just leadership and toughness as well.
Even without fans, the home court has remained an advantage, but McCaffrey says it's just not the same.
You know, we played in Maryland. It wasn't the same as it's been when you come out on the floor at that place. Same thing here. you know, people come out on the floor and our place is full, it's a different situation. But, you know, I just think teams are always going to be more comfortable at home, regardless of whether there's anybody there or not.
Being a native of Indiana, Jack Nungy says this game is always special to him. We'll have that contest for you tonight here on the radio at AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can join us tonight at 7 o'clock for the pregame. 8 o'clock is tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena, Iowa facing Indiana in men's college basketball. We'll have all the action for you tonight. Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter defended her decision to not travel to Maryland for tonight's game. Bluter said she was concerned about events surrounding the inauguration.
And then yesterday it kind of got heightened more as our hotel contacted us and told us that we had to move out of that hotel as the National Guard was taking over our hotel. They found us another hotel where the National Guard would also be staying. But obviously taking a group of young women into an area that is being guarded by thousands of National Armed Guards is alarming.
Bluter said she did not consult with the Big Ten before she made that decision.
Am I being cautious? Yeah. I'm paid to play games. I understand that. But I made this decision after much deliberation and really with the health and safety of my student athletes and staff in mind. As a mom, I asked myself, would I take my family into there right now? And the answer is no. And as a coach of these young women, you know, my answer is the same.
Bluter says the Big Ten has said they will not be required to forfeit the game, and if a new date can't be found, it'll be called a no contest.
People may make light of the fact that I decided not to go, but I'd rather be cautious and safe than careless and regretful.
Sunday's game at Rutgers has been postponed due to COVID-19 issues at Rutgers, so the Hawkeyes won't play again until a week from today when they'll host 21st-ranked Northwestern. Well, Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott is stepping down at the end of June, ending an 11-year tenure in which the conference landed a transformational billion-dollar television deal, but struggled to keep up in revenue and exposure with some of its Power 5 peers. Sports Business Journal first reported the news Wednesday night, and a person with knowledge of what was being called a mutual decision between Scott and university presidents who make up the league's executive committee confirmed it to the Associated Press. Scott's current contract was set to expire June of 2022, but he will only finish out his this academic year and then assist with the transition to his successor. A longtime NFL quarterback, Philip Rivers, decided to retire after playing one season with the Indianapolis Colts. His decision at age 39 comes less than 2 weeks after the Colts suffered a 27-24 loss at Buffalo in the wild card round of the playoffs. Rivers finishes his career ranked among the league's top five in career completions, career yards passing, and career touchdowns. His 240 consecutive regular season starts was the second longest streak since 1970, trailing only Brett Favre. He never played in a Super Bowl, though. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes remains in the NFL's concussion protocol, but he did have limited practice capacity yesterday, raising hopes that the reigning Super Bowl MVP might be able to play in Sunday's AFC title game against Buffalo. The Detroit Lions have agreed to terms with Dan Campbell to be their coach. The Lions announced the agreement with the New Orleans Saints tight ends coach a day after formally introducing Brad Holmes as their general manager. A person familiar with the situation says Campbell will sign a 6-year contract. The Browns can pick up Baker Mayfield's 5th-year option this offseason and may look to sign him to a long-term contract. Before the Browns drafted him first overall in 2018, the team went through 29 starting quarterbacks. The team has until May to pick up Mayfield's 5th-year option. The National Hockey League has postponed games for the Carolina Hurricanes through at least Saturday after 5 Hurricanes players have been placed on the league's COVID-19 protocol list, a day before the Hurricanes were set to host the Florida Panthers in their home opener. The teams were scheduled to play again Saturday afternoon. The league is reviewing and revising Carolina's regular season schedule. 3-time MVP Alex Ovechkin and 3 other Washington Capitals players have been added to the NHL's COVID-19 list, and the team has been fined $100,000 by the league for violating coronavirus protocols. Center Evgeny Kuznetsov, defenseman Dmitry Orlov, and top goalie Ilya Samsonov are the other Capitals who can't practice for the time being. 5 players from the Carolina Hurricanes also have been on that list, and the team's games were called off by the league through at least Saturday. In baseball news, outfielder Michael Brantley has agreed to a $32 million 2-year contract with the Houston Astros. The deal is pending completion of a physical. Brantley spent the last two seasons in Houston after playing for Cleveland for his first 10 MLB seasons. Brantley hit 300 with 5 homers and 22 RBIs in 46 games in last year's pandemic-shortened season. A person familiar with negotiations says the Toronto Blue Jays have agreed to contracts with free agent pitchers Kirby Yates and Tyler Chatwood. Yates received a $5.5 million one-year deal with $4.5 million in potential performance bonuses. Chatwood agreed to a $3 million one-year contract with incentives that could take it to $5.5 million. Yates led the major leagues in saves in 2019 with 41 for San Diego and earned a place on the National League All-Star team. Chatwood went 2-2 with a 5.30 ERA and 5 starts with the Chicago Cubs last year. And reliever Wade Davis is returning to the Kansas City Royals, the team he helped pitch to the 2015 World Series title. Davis and the Royals agreed Wednesday to a minor league contract, and the 35-year-old right-hander will go to spring training trying to earn a spot on the major league roster. If he's added to the 40-man roster, Davis would get a one-year contract paying at the rate of $1.25 million while in the major leagues and $200,000 while in the minors. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.